told emergency services are trying to rescue the perishing.
Exactly so. In fact, I'm told that from the scene, it is confirmed that about 5 people have lost their lives, and then the others are in critical condition. So, but we haven't been able to gather all the necessary information. So probably by the evening, because the place where it did happen is a bit far from Idra and Mampong.
Okay.
But our team is there to help the injured ones and then make sure those who have also passed away are also sent to the respective hospital for preservation. So the accident, we can confirm, as at now, we can confirm 5 deaths, and then the others, some of them are in critical condition.
Sir, this comes at a time, in less than 24 hours, a similar incident happened at Newer Dubiase. What's the police action going forward?
The police action going forward is not even the police action. Let us not rely on police alone, because police cannot be everywhere.
Right.
What we can be doing now is to continue to educate the public, especially as we're getting closer to the election and getting closer to the Christmas too. You see, we need people to vote for us. We need the masses alive. But much as we need them, we should also look at this from different perspectives. That the police will continue to educate, the police will continue to enforce the law. But then, like I said, we will not be everywhere. So it is also incumbent on every individual, every community, all the political parties and leaders, that they should also talk to their supporters. We need the supporters. We need the supporters, but we need them alive. So much as the police will continue to do what is expected of us, the individuals, to all the citizens, too, is also expected to be responsible in the way they will also behave on the road.
Quite surprising. I will be coming back to you probably by 5 to get more updates on this development, because it's becoming one too many, especially in the Ashanti region.
Exactly. It's worrying. It's worrying. And like you said, we continue to educate. But you see, education is different. It's like advising people. You advise them, if they think, so be it. If they don't think, but we will also continue to, I think, make sure that those who also go contrary to the law are also arrested and punished. But then, all these things were on the leadership of our political authorities. We also plead with them. We plead with them for the police work to be a little bit to be easier, let me put it that way. Because
right.
We don't want the situation whereby the police will react to prevent some of these preventable crashes. But the political actors will also put in some kind of impediment that will be very difficult for the police to act. Or as it were, to be trying to say the police is not helping them. But we need everybody alive. So you plead with the political leaders, especially. This time we are talking about NDC, we are talking about MPP, but everybody, whether from the police station, local constituency to the regional and the national, everybody, we are pleading with them. They should bear with us that we need everybody alive, and that let us try to behave responsibly.
I'm grateful, sir. So we will be calling you probably by 6 for any other updates. We don't pray there should be a rise in death toll, but an update will also be in order.
That is also our prayer.
All right,
that's
sir.
Prayer.
I'm grateful, sir.
I'm also grateful to you for your cooperation, and then the swiftness later, the way you also prompted me
Yeah.
And the way you have been cooperating all this, well, I'm grateful.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.
Yeah.